This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. What do you think happens when you die? Just a decaying body in the grave? Maybe reincarnation? Going to heaven? Going to hell? I'll explore these options on today's broadcast. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio and on shortwave radio. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the regular mail to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Among those options I listed earlier for what happens when you die, the one most people think will happen is to simply die and decay in their grave with no afterlife. These people hope there is no hell and doubt there is a heaven, because most of these people don't think there is a God either, or a judgment day when they must give an answer and account for the way they have lived their life. Some people vaguely hope for heaven, but aren't sure why they'll go there, unless it's because they think they have been good enough, never knowing how good you have to be to get to go to heaven. Hebrews 9:27 is the key Bible verse that eliminates the idea of reincarnation. That verse reads, "It is in the plan of God that all men die once. After that, they will stand before God and be judged." There is only one life each of us is entitled to on this earth. Then comes the judgment day before Almighty God, who will judge fairly and honestly. Judgment will be based on what you did with His only Son, Jesus Christ, who died a horrible death on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago to pay your debt of sin and to make you acceptable to enter heaven when you die. But only if you believe in Jesus, repent of your sin, and truly confess Jesus as your only Lord and Savior. In the world of computers and in technology manufacturing, devices have a default setting. This means if the user of the device or computer makes no affirmative choices on the options of how the device will work, then the device will work by default the way the manufacturer designed it. This is the default option. So then, by comparison, hell is the default option or destiny for all people. To avoid hell, people have to positively choose to repent and to choose Jesus as Savior in order to qualify for entrance to heaven. It's exclusive in that it excludes those who have not been born again and surrendered their lives to Jesus in saving faith. God desires everyone to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, but most people will refuse to submit to God in repentance and confession of faith to Christ. 1 Timothy 2:4 states plainly that God desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. But Jesus also said in Luke 13:3, "I tell you, unless you repent, change your mind for the better, and sincerely change your ways with real regret of your past sins, you will all likewise perish and be eternally lost." That's Luke 13:3 from the Amplified Bible. Yet Jesus explained that most people will not be saved, even though that is God's desire. God will not force anyone to be saved and to go to heaven when they die. Among all of God's many attributes of character, God is a perfect gentleman. God is not demanding that you must go to heaven, but He is insistent that if you want to go to heaven, you must first trust completely in the saving grace by faith in His Son Jesus. If you are not a Christian, would you really want to go to heaven, serve God, and worship Him forever and ever? I doubt it. If you don't believe in God, why would you choose to be in heaven endlessly? God is in agreement with those non-Christians. If you don't want God, God honors your feelings, and so your own decision is what is keeping you out of heaven. Your own choice is sending you to an eternity of torment and hell, even if you don't believe in either heaven or hell. For example, you can choose to disbelieve that atomic radiation exists and choose to go for a walk around the Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan or around the closed nuclear power plant at Chernobyl, Ukraine. But the lingering radiation leaking from those plants will still kill you, even though it is invisible and can't be detected without special instruments. We set our eyes not on what we see, but on what we cannot see. What we see will last only a short time, but what we cannot see will last forever. That's a verse from 2 Corinthians 4:18. And the Apostle Paul wasn't talking about unseen radiation, of course, but the point remains that the things of the Spirit which are unseen will last forever. And one day, so will we all. We will last forever in an eternity of love and worship and service to God, or an eternity of continuous conscious torment in hell. Do you think this is just scare tactics? No, I really want you to willingly, lovingly embrace Jesus and to want to live with Him in heaven, along with the worldwide community of Christian believers from all times through the years. Eternal choices are momentous because once you die, your choice is unchangeable. Make your choice carefully now. We live in a world nowadays where everyone thinks they can invent God however they want. If you want a God that takes everyone into heaven, then you must think God will force a lot of people to worship Him. God offers eternal life in heaven as a loving gift to humanity as they repent and believe in Jesus. It is a freely offered gift, not a prison sentence. If you do not want to spend eternity in holiness and praise, God will not force you to do so. That's not scare tactics. That's God honoring your choice. The one option for the afterlife that most people are wishing and hoping for is neither heaven or hell. Most are hoping they just die and decompose in the ground with nothing more after death. Many non-Christians are actually hoping for nothingness after death so they can avoid judgment day before a righteous God. Let me expand on an earlier quotation from Hebrews chapter 9, starting in verse 26. The writer refers to the salvation offered and paid for by Jesus Christ to those who believe. But now, once for all time, Christ has appeared at the end of the age to remove sin by His own death as a sacrifice. And just as each person is destined to die once, and after that comes judgment, so also Christ was offered once for all time as a sacrifice to take away the sins of many people. He will come again, not to deal with our sins, but to bring salvation to all who are eagerly waiting for Him. Here are some other key Bible verses about this. In John chapter 3, we read this: "For this is the way God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved through Him. The one who believes in Him is not condemned. The one who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. Now this is the basis for judging, that the light has come into the world and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come into the light, so that their deeds will not be exposed. But the one who practices the truth comes to the light, so that it may be plainly evident that his deeds have been done in God." Well, those verses are found in John chapter 3. In Ephesians in the New Testament, we get a look at the rich gift that God gives to believers in Jesus. If you are not a believer in Jesus Christ, Here is a sample of what you're missing in your life right now. But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even though we were dead in transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And He raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus to demonstrate in the coming ages the surpassing wealth of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. It is not from works, so that no one can boast. For we are His workmanship, having been created in Christ Jesus for good works, that God prepared beforehand so that we may do them. Romans 6 talks about this great gift God wants to give us when we repent and believe in Jesus, and about the change that comes over our lives. Because of the weakness of your human nature, I am using the illustration of slavery to help you understand all of this. Previously, you let yourselves be slaves to impurity and lawlessness, which led ever deeper into sin. Now you must give yourselves to be slaves to righteous living, so that you will become holy. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Then in 2 Corinthians 9:15, it refers to the supreme gift of eternal salvation provided to believers. Let us give thanks to God for His gift. It is so great that no one can tell how wonderful it really is. So friend, the only sensible option for everyone is repentance and faith in Jesus for eternity in heaven. There is no reason for anyone to go to hell. Death and decay in the ground is just not a reality, nor is reincarnation. Those are lies of Satan to confuse your mind. Don't be fooled, friend. Trust in Jesus right now. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to actively repent of their sins, and to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God, through your only Son, Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people everywhere as they believe in Jesus. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospeltoafrica.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the regular mail to this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Matthew 25:46 about the only two options after death. And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous will go into eternal life.